In China, fallout continues after last month's giant toxic spill into the Songhua River. China's president today said his country will do all it can to prevent the pollution from reaching Russia. In recent days, a number of Chinese officials have resigned after the spill caused the northeastern city of Harbin to shut off its water supply for days. The government has promised harsh punishment for official misconduct related to the spill. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports.
By the time China's cabinet concludes its ongoing investigation into the spill, those it finds responsible may already have been punished. On Monday, the China National Petroleum Corporation fired the manager of its Jilin petrochemical plant, where an explosion dumped 100 tons of toxic chemicals into the Songhua River. And on Friday, Xie Zhenhua, the head of China's State Environmental Protection Agency, or SEPA, resigned over the spill. Yang Peng is an environmental expert at a think tank called the China Structural Reform Research Association. He spoke in an interview at a downtown dim sum restaurant.
I believe that these negligent officials, including the head of SEPA, were clear about the overall situation on the day of the explosion or a day or two after. It's not that they didn't know.
It's just that they lied. Heilongjiang Provincial Governor Zhang Zuoji told the official Xinhua news agency that it was a well-intentioned lie. The city government of Harbin initially said it was shutting off the city's water supply for pipe maintenance. 10 hours later, it admitted that it was in fact because a toxic spill was just hours up the river from them. Professor Mao Shoulong of Tsinghua University's School of Public Management has been critical of the government's handling of the crisis.
Nobody's very satisfied, particularly not ordinary citizens. The explosion was on the 13th. The river water was tested upstream on the 14th. 9 or 10 days later, by the time people knew what was happening, the water in Harbin City was shut off, and the problem was upon them.
When President Hu Jintao and Premier Wen Jiabao assumed office, they vowed that, as Wen put it, when power is used, there will be supervision, and when rights are infringed, there must be compensation. To prove their point, they sacked China's health minister and Beijing's mayor over the cover-up of the epidemic of severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, in 2003. In China, officials have always been accountable to their superiors, but not to the people. Yang Peng says official thinking is still mired in these traditions.
Officials have not adapted to the age of public opinion. They think they can still control the flow of information. It's their instinct.
You hear the tradition in the stilted jargon of Chinese officialdom. They still talk about the government setting the tone or guiding public opinion on current events. This time, officials in Harbin dragged out the traditional concerns that telling the public the truth might cause them to panic or scare off investors or tourists. But this time, many of China's media weren't buying it. A recent issue of the weekly news magazine Nanfeng Chuang commented that this attitude aggravates the public's lack of trust in the government's disclosure of information. Dr. Vaclav Smil at the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg, Canada, is the author of the book China's Environmental Crisis. He points out that luckily for China, the benzene that was spilled into the river evaporates and decomposes quickly.
I say if there would have been a spill of a heavy metal or a spill of a herbicide or pesticide, then the accident itself would have been, you know, just terrible.
But in the end, the government's handling of this spill may have been more dangerous than the spill itself. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.